Abigail Gray, well-known estate agent from Northwest London. Do you think 25 to 30-year-old females are overlooked in estate agency and letting agency to be taken on for job roles? Talk to me.
I mean, it's a difficult question for me to answer because they're not overlooked in my organisation. I wouldn't pick a man over a woman. In fact, I might even lean a bit more on the positive discrimination side. But in general, I would say definitely 10 years ago, there would have been a sort of a bias against hiring women who were deemed to be in their sort of pregnancy years, because there was a fear that they would leave. They'd go on maternity leave and they might come back. And if they did come back, they'd want diminished hours, or they might not come back at all.
Or they might come back and then have another one.
Well, exactly. And then as they were getting their feet under the table, they'd leave again. So I think that's definitely been a problem with recruiting females and them advancing in their career in estate agency. But I think maybe now things are changing. And if they aren't changing, they should, because there are more options available. So if you plan your recruitment and you look at your legacy planning, you'll make sure you've got a plan A and a plan B when someone needs to leave, even if it's only for a short period of time.
Do you think estate agents as a whole are very good at forward planning their recruitment?
No.
Or do they just wait for someone to hand their notice in and then ring up the recruitment agent?
Yes. Yeah, I think absolutely. And I think that that is a problem. I think we only look for what we have a need for, as opposed to constantly recruiting. I mean, there are definitely some people out there that do roll out a policy of constantly recruiting. It's more difficult when you're a small agency, because that wage bill, the balance of that wage bill, is very difficult to manage.
I mean, I was always taught by someone who I think a lot of in the estate agency is that you should almost be building relationships with all the negs and the valuers within a radius of your office, building relationships up with them. So you don't necessarily offer them a job, but you get to know them, and, you know, so you can almost find out who you like a couple of years before you actually then want to offer them a job.
I think that's a very good point, but I think it depends on the area that you work in. I'm not sure that would be my plan. My plan would be building relationships, which I think is a great point. Would I want to employ lots of the negs and valuers around where I am? I'm actually looking more at employing people that are coming from outside of the industry.
Why do you think people from outside the industry are better, and you're not the first person to say that, better estate and letting agents? And remember, there is a difference between the two.
Absolutely. I think a lot of the skills in estate agency can be learnt. It is difficult to hire someone at a higher level. For example, you couldn't necessarily hire someone from British Airways who used to be a stewardess and get them to go out and value a house the next day. That wouldn't work, but there are lots of jobs.
It'll only take a couple of days.
Yeah, a couple of days, yeah. throw them a phone, they'd be fine, right? That's how it works. But I think there are lots of skills that are transferable. I think the customer care that a lot of holiday-making people have are very useful in an estate agency. And actually, I think we need more of that. We need people who are more nurturing, better able to build relationships and see the value in those relationships to give the client a better service.
I'm going to make a sweeping statement that if I look at all the female estate agents and all the male estate agents, the average in terms of competency is higher than females. Why is that? That's my personal opinion.
A few years ago, I would have told you it's because women are much better at multitasking. I now don't believe multitasking exists. After having read Deep Work, I think we just move very quickly between different tasks, and there's always some residual thinking left behind. So I think it's maybe that women are better able to manage that. Like I said to you earlier about balancing, we're just much, much more used to, from a societal genetic point, to have to balance lots of things and try and manage different people, different emotions.
I'm more talking about the fact that, and again, we're talking about the classic valuer lister, the fact that many men in estate agency are very ego-driven in the DISC profile. They're the I-type, which means they're influencers. They love the sound of their own voice, which is great on the doorstep or on the sofa when you're trying to persuade someone to get their business. But everything else, they're not very good with detail. Am I still barking up the wrong tree here? Or
no, I think I...
Because let's be honest, there aren't that many females that are egotistical compared to men.
Yeah, or, and there's another question, isn't there? Do women need to be egotistical to accelerate themselves in their career? Mm. I think maybe it's women are better problem solvers, because business a lot of the time is about problems.
Wouldn't you say that, and again, the that women are better with emotional, you know, the EQ, the emotional quotient.
Much more higher emotional intelligence, I think, generally in women than men.
So would it be fair to say that, is it a fair statement that females make better estate agents? Or that's too sweeping statement? You know me, I think
it's probably too sweeping a statement because I don't really like putting people in boxes.
Okay.
But I think generally those with higher emotional intelligence make better estate agents. And it just so happens that a lot of the time they seem to be women. But it doesn't mean that you can't find men with high emotional intelligence.
No.
Maybe society's groomed them in such a way that they don't have it as much. Maybe women are just society predisposed to having a higher emotional intelligence.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Good luck.